John 15. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me. And I will remain in you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 6. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings me great joy, and my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved you. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things that you will be filled with joy. Yes, your joy will be overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slave because a master does not confine in his slaves. Now you're my friends since I have told you everything the Father told me. You did not choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for. Using my name, this is the command. Love each other. John 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belonged to it. But you're no longer part of the world. I choose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. Do you remember what I told you? A slave is not greater than the master. Since they persecuted me, naturally they will persecute you. If they had listened to me, they would listen to you too. They will do all this to you because of me. For they have rejected the one who sent me. They would not be guilty if they had not come and spoken to them. If I had not come and spoken to them. They would not be guilty if I had not come and spoken to them. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Anyone who hates me also hates my Father. If I haven't done such miraculous sign among them that no one else could do, they could not be guilty. But as it is, they have seen everything I did. Yet they still hate me and my Father. This fulfills what is written in the scripture. They hate me without cause. But I will send you the advocate, the Spirit of truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me. And you must also testify about me because you have been with me from the beginning of my ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surprising greatness. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Worship the Lord. Worship God in His sanctuary, in the temple set apart for Him. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Yes, praise Him for pursuing us. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Oh, praise God. Praise Him in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the heavenly realms. Therefore, we have not received a kingdom that can be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. So therefore, we worship, we offer to you, Abba, in the Holy of Holies, acceptable worship. Because we have not received a kingdom that can be shaken. John 15. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so that they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me. And I will remain in you. Oh Jesus, this morning, This morning in the Holy of Holies, we thank you for making a way for us to remain in you. Thank you, Lord. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Father, we thank you that the depth of our relationship really depends on us, because you really already give it all so we could be so deeply in love with you. You are already so madly in love with us. So we stand on this promise in the word that says, the closer we get, it says, draw near me and I will draw near you. Once again today we declare, Lord, this house is Corbin. This house is set apart for your glory, Lord. We thank you for the angelic activities in this place. We thank you for the open heavens. I bless your name here in this place, King Jesus. I honor you in this place. Oh yes, let this be a place for your glory to dwell. Let this be a place for your Shekinah presence to dwell. Let this be a place for healing. Let this be a place for restoration. Let this be a place for restitution. Let this be a place where people encounter you, where hearts encounter you, Lord. Remain. Oh, Lord. We have this deep desire to remain in you. Because the condition for you to remain is that we must remain in you. Father, I pray today as we take time to soak, you're not looking for the crowd. You're looking for that one person. And I can be that one man standing on the gap. Lord, I pray today as the rain is falling over our community, getting the ground wet, getting the ground soaked. Holy Spirit, oh, come and soak us with your presence. Saturate me with you, God. I know there's more. Just like every day is brand new, every day your mercy renews. We can't do it without you. It is right here in your word. It says yes, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. And Lord, we are the branches. So today, this morning, I pray that you'd prune us. Prune us in your presence. Prune us. Prune us with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Prune us, Father. Remove the impurities. Remove the things that clogged our mind. Remove the things that clogged our spirit. Remove it, Holy Ghost. The things that takes your place, remove it, Holy Spirit. Prune, prune. I declare and decree in the mighty name of Yeshua that this is a season for pruning. Prune the dead branches. Prune. Prune, Father. Prune me. Prune my mind. Prune my soul. Prune my body. Prune. Remove the things things of this world, the idols, the things that blocks us from encounter you. Prune, says you prune every branch that bear fruit, but yet you cut away those that are dead. Father, I pray that we would not waste your grace. I will remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is cut from the vine. Father, we come to realize this morning as we pray and intercede, there are many that have been cut from the vine. Lord, we pray for grace and mercy. We pray for a spirit of repentance. There are many dead branches, whether they are in the church or out there. But Lord, we pray like we read in Luke chapter 13. It says, give them one more year. Give it one more chance, Father. One more year. Jesus, you are the vine, and we are the branches. We get dry without you. We get dry when we get disconnected. I get dry when I get disconnected. I get dry when I start focusing on people. I get dry when I start looking for my own results. I get discouraged. That's why this morning, Father, as we pray, as we soak in you, Lord, as we intentionally seek in your face, oh Lord, I stand on this verse right here in John 15. You are the vine. I come to tap in. I come to the source that never runs dry. I come to the source that never runs dry. Oh, Father, I know in your presence vision is birth. I know in your presence vision is birth. Lord, I pray in the name of Yeshua that you would open the eyes of our understanding. You open the eyes of our hearts, God. And you make the way straight. Burn our hearts with your fire, Holy Spirit. Burn my heart. My heart is open. You dwell in me.
My heart is open.
You dwell in me, I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh, Oribasa. I will make room for you. Come dwell in here, Holy Spirit. I will make room for you. I will make room for you. You dwell in me. My heart is open. I will make room. This is my prayer this morning, God. We make room for you here in this house. We make room for you here in this city. The name of Jesus, hey. You dwell in me. I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord, come rest in it. My heart is open, Holy Ghost, come rest in it. My life is open, Jesus, Prince of Peace. See, when you come, God, you come with all you are. Jesus, when you come with all you are. And you are the Prince of Peace. You're the healer. You are Jehovah Jireh. You provide. And I will make room. I make room for you. So I make room for you. I make room for you, Jesus. You dwell in me. I will make room for you. My heart is open, oh Lord, come dwell in me. Corabasita rabasita, kia rabasita rabasita. Oh yes. Is open. My heart is open. Oh, I make room for you. 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 I make room. I make room for you. I make room. I make room. Father, when we come together and make room for the Holy Spirit with heart open, we are blessed because you are here. We are blessed because you are here. We are blessed because you are here. L'enro contre qui te l'esprit travaille dans nous. L'enro contre qui glorifiez-nous. Qu'on est bien, c'est là nous comme blessed because you are here. Holy Spirit, we are blessed because you are here. Connais bien, c'est là nous commence le week-end. La joie avait parce que vous là. We are blessed because you are here. We are blessed. Oh, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Jesus is here. That's the only reason. I am blessed because he is here. Hey, he restored my soul. I am restored because he is here. Because he is here, you are here, mending every heart. We are blessed because you are here. We are blessed because you are here. Because you are with me. I am blessed because you are. You never forsake us. That's right. Father, we stand on your promise today. And one of the promises is this. You said, you know, I'll be with you. Every day, every step of the way. Every day. Lord, I want to take this time to intercede and pray for people who are struggling to trust you. People think it's hard to trust you. It is impossible to please God without faith. But Lord, we pray for an increase of faith, radical faith, even in my own life, Lord. Lord, we pray that you'd come and help our unbelief. We put all of our hope in you. I put all my hope in you. All my hope in you, Holy Spirit. All my hope in you, all the hope in you, Abba, all of it, all I've got, we trust you for the church, we trust you for our city, we trust you for our nation, we trust you, Jesus, we trust you for our children, we trust you for our grandchildren, we trust you, Lord. We trust you for the missionaries, Father. Even this month, as we mentioned, we remember the missionaries, Father. We remember them, those that you've called in the front line, Father. We remember the pastors, those who are struggling in their calling in the name of Jesus. We remember not only the pastors, but people that you've called to train other pastors, people that you've called to as evangelists. We stand in the gap for them, Holy Spirit.
You are here.
are here. You are here filling up this place. You are here. Oh, I like it when you show up, oh God. You are blessed, we are blessed, we are blessed because you are here. We are blessed because you are here. Your presence, your presence. Fire going, come do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us, come rest on us. Fire and wind, come do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us, come rest on us. Fire and wind, come do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us, come rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you feel the room, you're here and I know you are moving. We knew your spirit. We knew your presence again, Father. Like it says in your word, it says, do not be just overfilled with wine to be drunk, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And there is nothing like that. Ah, Jesus. Yeah, let it fill every heart. Fire and rain, come do it.